Did you hear?
We're joined by some special guests this morning in the studio. We've dragged them in nice and early. Morning to Carol, morning to Antonella, and also to Lisa from the Salisbury Plain Military Wives Choir. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for coming. Carol, tell us a little bit about the Salisbury Plain Military Wives Choir, first of all, if you'll be so kind.
Well, it's a community choir made up of army wives, girlfriends and daughters. We've been going only since January, and look at what year we've had so far.
I can't believe you've only been going since January. It seems a lot longer than that. Does it seem longer than that to you?
Ask my husband.
How did it all come about? Obviously, there was the number one, the Christmas number one, and Gareth Malone. And were you sat there thinking, do you know what? I think we could have a crack at that in Salisbury.
I think we were all inspired, definitely, by Gareth Malone and the Military Wives Choir. And there's nothing for us to do on Salisbury Plain. It's a vast area. We were, you know, talking to the girls this morning. I didn't even know that Lisa's husband's is the same sort of core as mine. And, you know, because we only know each other as us, and we would never have got together. It's a community project, and we've all got together, and it's really great.
And how many members have you got now? How many people are there?
I think last count was 76. New members' day's on the 14th of June, so that's going to go up.
Right, OK. And you've drafted in a couple of members that are going to talk to us today. Antonella and Lisa, you've got a great story to tell, because you've been involved in the Jubilee song. Do you want to get on that microphone and tell us how that all came about? Did you just get a phone call from Gary Barlow? Did you get a phone call from Andrew Lloyd Webber? What happens?
The Military Wives Foundation invited us to take part, and six people were selected from our choir, and Lisa was one of those.
And how was it when you were actually at Abbey Road, Lisa?
Oh, it was just marvellous. It's just so surreal, to be honest. It's just fantastic, just being in the same place that all these massive big stars have been. Brilliant.
Was Gary there?
He was, yes, him and Gareth.
Oh,
yes.
Exciting.
And you're going to be singing on the telly on Monday, aren't you? You've had the rehearsals. How did the rehearsals go?
The rehearsal was great. We had Gareth Malone conducting the choir with us all together for the first time. The African Children's Choir came up as well, so the little girl that does the solo part in the video will be there singing, so that was amazing.
I know you've got loads of showbiz stories as well, haven't you, from being up there?
Yes.
So we want to hear all your showbiz stories. I'm going to play the song first. Now, I have a confession to make, because the version we've got is the one that Gary Barlow has done, and this is the one that's going to be number one over the weekend, isn't it? And we just found out that you're not actually on that, are you?
No.
Because it's Gary Barlow singing it.
Yeah,
but this is the song. So it's called Sing. There's a couple of versions. There's the Gary Barlow version and there's the Commonwealth version.
Yes.
Okay, and you guys are on the Commonwealth version?
Yes, we are.
And you're in the video, aren't you, as well?
Not
Lisa. Oh, lovely Lisa.
Right, well, let's get the song. This is the song. Have a little listen to this and we'll talk some more about what it was like being up in London. This is the Gary Barlow song and it's out. Could be number one at the weekend and it's called Sing. It's 11 minutes past eight. It's Gary Barlow and it's Sing. It's 8:15 on Friday morning at Spire FM. Our guests today are Carol, Antonella and Lisa from the Salisbury Plain Military Wives Choir. Not on the version that Gary Barlow's done. You're on the Commonwealth version, so we need to make that clear if you're going to be downloading that. This is you guys singing. How do you feel when you hear that? When you hear it on the radio and you see it on the telly, do you just like get this immense pride coming over?
Yes, definitely. Yes. It's just I can't say surreal enough. It just doesn't feel like it's really happened.
And do you know on Monday on the bill who you're before and who you're after? Are you allowed to tell us that?
We don't know, to be honest. We believe Gary Barlow's keeping all timings and everything completely to himself.
Right, so you just travel up on Monday.
Travel up Sunday.
A few butterflies in the belly.
Yes.
And then on stage on Monday in front of, like, the whole of the world really going to be watching it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So. But if you keep an eye on Twitter, Martin,
yep.
Antonella is going to be tweeting for the choir again. I'm going to be pushed out of my job soon. And she will let you know when she's going on stage. And so keep an eye out on that one.
So when you were doing the rehearsals, Antonella, which famous people did you see when you were up in London?
Well, we were at a sort of a secret location in London. I think it's sort of a place where a lot of the stars rehearse for the concert, so it's a big venue. And we saw Will.i.am,
right?
Kylie Minogue. I think JLS were there, and they were listening to us. Apparently,
were they?
Yes.
Were they fans? Did you get some appreciation?
Well, I think someone,
from
someone said that they were clapping. So I think yes, they might have enjoyed it.
Then Jessie J.
Yes, apparently Jessie J was seen.
In the ladies,
yeah.
So we need to go out and download the song then, don't we? Because we need to get it to number one.
Yes,
where are we at the moment? It's not in the top 10 at the moment, is it, in the iTunes chart?
No, I think last time I checked it was 14 yesterday, I think. So,
but the album, Sing, the mini album that's been released,
yeah,
that's number two